uncommon things. Did this song, Oceans, relate to some uncommon things? Now, help me think through this process what Delbert's been trying to say. He's been talking about your safety zones, right? And if we get beyond our safety zones and go to an uncommon place, what's the objective? What's the objective to go in an uncommon place?
A risk.
A risk. And as we get into that risk, what happens then?
Overcome fear.
Justin, you are the man today, buddy. I am so impressed. Good job. So I believe that song was really talking about the uncommon. And I wasn't here last week, okay? But I think there was a statement made about uncommon obedience, coming out of our safe zones and getting uncommon obedience. Is this correct? I have the notes here, so I know what was said, okay? Now, I'm assuming Delbert read this sermon or said something about this sermon, right? All right, so we're in the same place. Amen? So today, as we get beyond that place of staying safe, I'd like us to believe in our life that we can say that we can have hope in Christ alone. Now, is this possible? Now, you got to participate, people. You got to shake your heads, yes or no. That's okay if you say no. That's okay. Good morning. So it's okay. Okay. So if I were to ask you this question today, and I would appreciate it, would you all take out of your bulletins the little song that's there that says, if you were only honest? And I'd like you to use that for taking notes today, because I just know God's word is going to speak to you so clearly, you're going to want to go back and find this scripture again. So can you take that out? If you don't have one, share. If you don't have a pencil, share, please. So the question is, if I were to ask you the question, which I'm going to do, on a scale of 0 to 10, what's your number for how much hope you have for this day? 0 to 10. Just write a number down.
One
is low. 0 is 0. 10 is mighty. Okay? 0 to 10. Where is your hope today? Where I'm coming from this message, when Delbert said that he was going to be gone, I volunteered to share today. Let me share you some statements that I've heard. I feel like I'm dying inside. My anxiety is so heavy, I can't sleep, I can't rest. My hope is at a point that I'm not sure I'm going to make it. And I'm saying those can be very common Norman things to be. And I suggest that as we evaluate this, let's look at what's going on in my life for me to be in this place, and what will I do with it? So most people that are in a hopeless place of life, do you think in general they want to stay in that place? What do they want to do? Find hope? Anything else? At some point we become desperate to say, I don't want to live in this place of hopelessness. So I'd like to take us today to a scripture that I really believe speaks to the word hope. And I'd like you to take you to Romans 5, 1 to 5. Chris, would you be willing to come up and read that for us, please? Romans 5, 1 to 5. I really believe there's some strong words in here. Where's this hope going to come from? And Ken's prayer, thank you, Ken. That was great. Thank you. So what's it say, Chris?
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
Okay. So let me read this again to you out of the Amplified. Therefore, since you have been justified, that is, acquitted of sin, you're declared blameless before God by faith, let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God and the joy of the reconciliation with him through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed. Through him we also have access to faith in this remarkable state of grace in which we firmly and safely and securely stand. Let us rejoice in our hope and the hope and the confident assurance of experiencing and enjoying the glory of our great God, the manifestation of his excellence and power. And not only this, but with joy let us exult in our sufferings and rejoice in our hardships, knowing that those hardships, that distress, the pressure, the trouble, produces patience, endurance, proven character, spiritual maturity, and proven character, hope, and confident assurance of eternal salvation. Such hope in God's promises never disappoints us because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Whew! Now are you excited about hope? Now isn't that good? A little amplified, right? So let's look at some of the words. You've been justified. So what do you say the word justify is? Anybody? Made right with God, acquitted, not guilty. How's that? Is that a good place to be? And do we want peace today? Who wants peace today? Raise your hand if you'd like some peace today. Any peace? Amen? A good place to live. Amen? All right. And we've obtained this introduction by our faith into this grace which we stand, and we exalt in the hope of the glory of God. Now, what is the glory of God all about? Anybody want to express that one? Jesus, glory of God, Jesus, the Messiah, okay? Anybody else? Yes? Okay, the promise of who God really is all surrounding us, and we have that around us. And not only this, but let's get excited about our tribulations. Come on, people. There's a purpose. Now, that's kind of stinky, isn't it? But the word says to exalt. And if you know you have these tribulations, it brings about the perseverance. And perseverance, that proven character, hope. Hope. Do you have hope? How do we find hope? Through what? And Scripture says, how do we get to hope? Through tribulation and what else? Pushing through. Amen? Now, I'm assuming that all of us in this life, so far in life, that we've had to push through certain things that we really wanted to be not pushed through. Amen? I know that we've experienced losses in our life. We've had deaths that have occurred that were unexpected. We did not want that. We know that sometimes our children have gone astray. Sometimes we know that our children are in a major trial of life. Some of us have gone through some major cancer trials, struggles. Broken bodies. Some of us gone through some major accidents in our life, right? And we're here today, amen? You pushed through, amen? Now, I'm looking at some faces. I know how hard you pushed. I know the cost you paid. And I always say, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Just this last week, I had two people give me encouragement. And now I'm just telling you some ways that I stay alive in hope. I go searching for people when I see that God has done something in somebody's life. I go search them out. And I call this one person because I knew I saw something different in the face. I saw something about their character had changed. I says, what's going on, man? The person says, you know, I hid something for 35 years and I broke the chain. 35 years was hiding. Another person spoke to me and I've worked with this person over several years and trying to work through some things in life. I finally saw peace in this person's life. And I believe this person, close to probably 35, maybe 40 years, had been struggling with something he had hidden too. These things excite me because I really believe we're in a time when God's calling us out to get rid of the secrets. And the secrets are really holding us back. And so I want to share some more about this. But as we go on further in this, And hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been what? How has it been put out there on our hearts? Should be about verse 4, if not into 5. I don't have my... poured out. Now, okay. Sometimes I think Scripture just says what it says. It didn't say trickled out. It didn't say maybe placed out. It said poured out. Now, anybody here ever been to a waterfall when you just stand under the water? It comes just busting over the top of you. Now, is that poured out or what? And can you imagine, the Scripture says we've been poured out with this through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Now, I think, I'll just tell you my one opinion. I think sometimes we grieve the Holy Spirit because we don't invite the Holy Spirit to walk with us on a daily basis. Now, you say, Bob, does not the Holy Spirit live inside you? I say, absolutely yes. The point is, what do we do to engage the Holy Spirit? Okay? What do we do to engage it? For you to engage your children on a daily basis, your wife or somebody, what do you do to engage people? You communicate. Talk to them. I really believe this is something that we get short-circuited on, is allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and share with us and engage us and talk with us. I really believe that's a grieving part of our walk with Christ, is when we don't allow the Holy Spirit to engage us. And I believe that's what really does the convicting in our hearts, I'll be honest with you. When we get real with God, that's when the Holy Spirit's come and say, Bob, we got some things we need to work on here. Now, talking about the Holy Spirit, do you think the Holy Spirit had anything to do to work on Peter after his denial of Christ? What did Christ do with Peter, denies him three times, and as you know, they get out and they're fishing and they're coming back to shore and they caught nothing. Jesus says, get over on the other side of the boat, and nets are full, and Peter's coming back. And there's a fire going, and Jesus has got the food prepared for him to eat breakfast. Okay? And what does he do with Peter? Help me out. What does Jesus do with the one who falls short alongside the road? What does Jesus do with him? Help me, anybody. What's he do with him? Feed my sheep. Okay? And did he walk away from Peter or did he take Peter in? Took Peter. And think about this. You're walking along and just you and Jesus are walking along. Just, you know, and let's put it in real life. You know, you had just a tough day. You just lost it. You just had a bad moment. And Jesus comes along and says, Bob, Mary, whoever, I love you. And you go, yeah, I know. No, Bob, no, I really love you. Really loves me. He said so. And three times Peter says, you know, Lord, you know I love you. But I think sometimes in life we get so broken up, we're wondering if we're worthy of being loved. I really believe this. As I hear people's stories, I'm unworthy of God's love. But what did Jesus do with the Peters? He brought them in. Amen? Is that what you want? Or do you want to walk away from hope? I mean, it's a choice we get, right? And can we not allow our circumstances to determine our hope for the day? Amen? I just want to challenge this. There's another scripture that I have kept hearing from people, and I want to challenge you with this one. One more scripture. What is Bob's hope today? It's Christ to me, the hope of glory. Does anybody know where that scripture is in the Bible? Christ to me, the hope of glory. Anybody know where it is? It's in Colossians 1:27. Can you turn there with me? Who's got a big voice here? Booming voice. Chrissy, would you read that for us? Can you stand up and read? No? You don't feel comfortable? Okay. Ken, would you read that for us? Just stand up and beller it out. 1:27. The hope of glory. I see this as a total completion. Now, there's a person, there's two persons in my life that I have a lot of respect for. One is my brother Earl Pickard, who's always saying this to me, Bob, our hope is in Christ, the hope of glory. And Luis Palau, whenever I'm around Luis, he keeps using this term. What is Bob's hope today? What is our hope? The mystery is Christ in us. That is the hope of glory. Amen? Is that exciting? The hope of glory? Okay. So, if we have the power to believe in this hope, should it not motivate us to obey God in ways that He'll heal us? So, if we allow the Holy Spirit to do the convicting, if we do allow the Word of truth to set us free, can we get to a place we set aside our wounds and our problems and truthfully get to the cross and say, Lord Jesus, I'm ready to surrender. I've carried this long enough. I'm ready to give up. What do you think? Is it possible? What do you think Christ is asking of us here today? Just blurt out anything you hear. What are you hearing? What's He want you to do? Pour out our hearts. What else does He want you to do? Join Him. Where, Mike? Where He's already at work and where He's calling. Amen? Anybody else? What's Jesus wanting today? Yes, Nikki. Stop reasoning and go to Him. Very well said. Stop thinking on our own and just get with Him. Anybody else? Trust. Just trust me today. Just let it go, Bob. Let it go. Quit hanging on to it. Okay, so the result of finding hope in truth and having it poured upon us is that we have a smile or a joy for somebody else that's not having such a good day. Walk beside somebody else. I think this is where the uncommon love comes out, is we walk beside people that we may not have even known or met. I had an experience this week. I went to prayer Monday morning at Judy's, and this came up about uncommon, this word uncommon. So I ran into some friends in Pendleton that I was to meet, and I says to him, I says, how's life going? Is there anything I could pray for you for? And they kind of looked at me. These are Christian people. And they said, yeah, you could pray for our son and daughter-in-law because they really need some love right now. And so we prayed right there on the side of the street. And the husband says to me, you know, thank you for doing this. You know, I think about doing this, but you did it. And that to me is uncommon. You just do it. It's so uncommon, I know. But just do it with freedom that you can be used in the moment. I mean, this prayer probably lasted a whole 60 seconds. And it encourages people. I encourage you to look at this idea of praying in an uncommon place. Just pray with people and say, and the simple question is, may I pray for you? Or is there something I can pray you for? And just ask them the question. And when they say it, just say, Lord, these people are struggling here. And I just pray for the son and daughter-in-law. I just pray, Lord, your spirit of love, your truth come upon them. And just bring encouragement to their life. Amen. Now, that's not too long a prayer. Amen. Now, how many people are capable of doing that? How many of you are capable of doing this? What do you think? All of us are capable. The question is, will I do it? And we do it by faith, okay? Because it can't be about you. If it's about you, we're in trouble. Because if it makes you're doing it to make you feel good, I wouldn't go there. The Lord could still use it, but I think what's important. Are you desiring to trust love today that will keep you even though your deepest secrets are unknown? Now, if we could look at this message in this song. Could you pull that out with me, please? I just happened to pick this up on the radio station. That's how I ever found this song. It's a yellow page that's in there. I would ask, why don't we do this? Let's just take, just read through that real quick. I don't know if you've read it yet. Would you please just read through it on your own right now? So what's a common theme to this song? Honesty. Honesty. And if we're honest, what's going to happen in our lives? What's going to happen in our lives if honesty exists? What's that? Healing, okay? So if you and I choose to put a wall in our life, okay, what does this song say is on the other side of this wall? Mercy's on the other side of the wall. So what's mercy? Love? Forgiveness? Grace? What else? What's that?
Peace.
Good. Hope? Did I hear hope? Okay. What's that? Acceptance, okay. So you're saying some mighty words here. Another word for mercy is I don't get what I deserve. Like Peter, okay, like Paul, like Moses, like David. Now, here's the question. Will I trust the love enough to get to the other side of the wall? Do I want to go there? That's the big question. Will I get honest? And when I'm talking honesty, or I'm talking about us finding safe people who you trust, are not going to go sharing everything else on everybody else, how bad do you want to find the mercy? How bad do you want to try to find what's on the other side of the wall? And it says here, because love can heal what hurts, divides, and mercy's waiting on the other side. Now, I'm going to leave this song with you. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit work on you. And I'm going to just let God do what he wants to do with your hearts, how broken they are today. But worship team, you guys want to come forward, please? Absolutely. Speak real loud so we can hear you. What's the biggest, what's one scripture that you've known that's really truly frees us from all unrighteousness? Does anybody remember what that scripture is? 1 John 1:9. What's it say, Kayla? If we confess our sins, all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. And we know this fact. The cleaner we get with our heart, the Holy Spirit can then function at a level of hope that goes beyond any one of us. But the point is, how honest is Bob willing to get honest about his own issues? I still have issues I fight with, okay? I don't stand up here as the one who's got it all won. Let's just talk straight up. For we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we're all in this equally, amen? Okay? And yet when we were still sinners, Christ died for us because of his love for us, right? So we're all in this together too, right? So today, three questions. Does God know your situation you're in today? Is it too hard for him to handle? Does he have a good plan for you? How do we know that he has a good plan for us? Where does he tell us that? Jeremiah, I have a good plan for you and to prosper you. Amen? He has the plan. The question is, will I trust? Will I trust him to give me the plan? And will you trust that as you deal with other people in brokenness of life, do you trust that he could use you? That's an uncommon thing, too, is that use what God has given you to heal. Paul has said something so, in my opinion, prophetic, because sitting here in this room beside you might be somebody that has the same problem you're struggling with, you've never got honest with, okay? And trust that the Father has that love, unconditional love for you today, the grace, to give you a place of honesty and get you healed so you can live in the fullness of Christ through the pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon you so that you can walk in confidence today. And if you're not in that place of confidence today, we in Christ alone, that's our name, the title of our song, right? I want, seriously, you must look at these words today. Don't just sing these words. Think these words as you're praying and singing. Pray through them, whatever you need to do. Look at these words because they're crucial. If somebody to hear today wants to be prayed for, come down, Bob and Chrissy and us, be ready, anybody. And if you don't want to do it up here in front, then wait till afterwards and we'll come to you. You come to us, let us know you would like some prayer, and we'll pray for you. But it's the day to be broken. It's the day to get beyond my flesh and myself and say, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, and heal me inside because I'm tired of my broken place. I've kept the secret all these years, and I need some brokenness here. So let's get honest. You bring yours, I'll bring mine, and we'll deal with this together. Amen? Let's pray real quick here, okay? Lord Jesus, I really believe that this message is for all of us. I believe your word also speaks of the real hope, the real belief that, God, we don't have to stay in these broken places. We can get healed. We can use that uncommon love, that grace, that mercy. And it's okay to step out of our safe places because you'll catch us. You won't turn us loose. We know through Peter, the Father, you took and you walked with him. And you kept asking him the question, do you love me? And Peter kept saying back, yeah, I love you. But at some point, I believe Peter, he broke. And he says, yeah, it's time. I'm going to accept your love unconditionally and let it in. So, Lord, I not only pray for us here today, Holy Spirit, for us sitting here, but we'll take this compassion and we'll, in an uncommon way, find people who need your hope today. And we'll get to a place of security and hope. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I meant to say earlier, Michelle Bidlake has lost her father. That has not been mentioned this morning. Keep Michelle.